Here's Israel Gutierrez of the NBA on ESPN. How you doing, Israel?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. The Raptors, you know, for us tonight, we've been talking about it throughout the afternoon. They wrap up their season in Minnesota, and neither team playing for anything. The Raptors are locked in the 2 seed. Minnesota's done. Are you surprised? It sounds like they're going to lay out, you know, their whole roster. I don't think anyone's going to play 40 minutes tonight. But if you're Nick Nurse, you know, how cautious would you be in terms of a game plan and minutes being dispersed this evening?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've gone this whole year being cautious with Kawhi, for example, just to ruin it all with the last game that doesn't mean anything. But you also want to have that balance of having some sort of rhythm going into the postseason. And, you know, you probably play them similar minutes just when they take their rest, maybe let it linger for another minute or two. And toward the end of the game, don't ever bring them back in late in the fourth. And you probably end up, you know, with your main guys playing around 20, 22 minutes. It's a smart way to go. You don't want to be overly cautious, but you don't want to risk any injury.
We've been doing kind of a pressure list thing here in Toronto with the Raptors and the Maple Leafs, both going into the playoffs. And yesterday we conflated the two, and we all had a top 10 list. And my two co-hosts, they both had Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi was
on pretty high.
He was on my list.
You had him pretty high.
Yeah.
And Izzy, I got to be honest, I didn't have Kawhi in the top 10 in the city in terms of pressure, because I don't think there is any pressure on this guy. They could get swept in the first round. He could be terrible all four games, and everyone in Toronto would still be begging him to re-sign. And if he doesn't re-sign and he leaves, what does he care about Toronto? How do you feel about the pressure on Kawhi?
I think there's a decent amount of pressure, but I don't think it's placed upon him by the people of Toronto. I think it's for his sort of basketball legacy. You know, obviously, forcing his way out of San Antonio, there's significant pressure for him to succeed as a number one guy and elevate a team to a certain level. And if he flames out in the first round with Toronto, then, you know, why is he significantly better than DeMar DeRozan? And I know, you know, you can make different arguments as to why, but the body of work would only just show, hey, he took on a team on his own and had a great roster around him and didn't succeed. And so I think whether he stays or goes, he wants this first year after that San Antonio experience to remind people why he is, you know, top three and MVP level player, not just some guy. And so, and even in Toronto, you know, if they want him back, they want a guy who can get this team to a championship. And again, not just another all-star. They've had all-stars up here. They've had, you know, up your way. They've had the most exciting player in the league for a few years. And so I think, you know, there is some level of pressure to that on Kawhi.
With Israel Gutierrez of the NBA on ESPN, maybe the biggest news of the day is Giannis coming out, the Greek freak, and it went public that he turned down a role in Space Jam 2. And he's like, I'm not Hollywood. I don't want any of that drama. I'm not shutting down my, you know, off-season routine for 2 weeks to head out to Hollywood and shoot this. I got to think they're lapping that up. Like, they're eating it up in Milwaukee. And he feels like he's different. Like, he feels, it doesn't feel like lip service. It feels like this guy is legitimately committed to, you know, the Milwaukee lifestyle, so to speak. Are you buying it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm buying it just as much as, you know, people bought it with Tim Duncan or, you know, any of the guys in San Antonio. I think he's legit. Just look at the way he's taken care of himself for his body. I think he's gained about 50 pounds since, actually more than that, more like 70 pounds since he's gotten into the league. And, you know, look at his body in comparison to even some of the better stars in the league. Like, he is committed to this, and he wants all of the things that comes with being a superstar in the NBA. He wants the championships, he wants the MVPs, but he's also, you know, humble enough to know how to get there. And he's already proving, I doubt he'll win the MVP this year. I think James Harden will win it again, but he's already proving that he is the type of player that can take a team to a championship, and people would like to play with him. You know, I honestly believe a guy like Anthony Davis would play in Milwaukee for the chance to play with Giannis and win championships. I think people will. So I think he is a coach's dream. I just wish he was a shooting coach's dream, because if he could shoot some threes, he would really be unstoppable. But I guess everybody has to have an Achilles heel.
I want to bring it back to the Raps. On my list as well, as far as Kawhi, I had Nick Nurse. Now, Dwayne Casey wins Coach of the Year. They win 59 games. He has an opportunity to win 58. Regular season, not a big deal. But I've got this gut feeling that, you know, he's in there with Masai in the offseason saying, I can get this team to the next level if you make a couple moves. Do you think there's a lot of pressure on Nick Nurse with no LeBron James? Now they've got a team. They go and get Kawhi. They've got a couple other players that can help them get that next get to the next level. Is this a guy that has tremendous pressure on him from the outside, from outside of Toronto?
That one's tough for me, just because the way I look at it is you know, I know you said from the outside, but it really just depends on how much Nick Nurse is going to feel, and I just don't think he's going to feel a lot of pressure here in the first year doing this. You know, if he does fail or if his team does fail, I don't think he's going to be labeled as, oh, just another failure. I don't think he's going to get labeled as that quickly. It obviously took Dwayne longer for the team to move on from him. I also don't know what his plans are, whether he wants to be this, you know, long-term coach and everything else. But I do think that, you know, outside of making it past the first round, I mean, if you look at these Eastern Conference second round matchups, potentially they're going to be great. And if you've got, you know, Philly and Toronto and then Celtics and Milwaukee in that second round, it doesn't matter what the result is. I don't think anybody's going to be shocked. So I think Nick probably feels the pressure to get out of the first round because, you know, Toronto has a little bit of PTSD with that. But in terms of, you know, winning a championship, showing he can win at a high level, I think he should get the, you know, the leeway that any new coaches would if, you know, it's their first experience there.
Always appreciate you finding time for us, Israel. Enjoy the playoffs. We'll do it again down the road.
All right, guys. Thanks.
There's Israel Gutierrez of ESPN, the NBA on ESPN.